I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 27. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness requests extension of St. Catherine North State of Public Emergency, new cabinet ministers sworn in, and government partners with United Nations on Global Blue Heart Campaign Against Human Trafficking. The news in detail after the break.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination. Under the Act, you also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has requested an extension of the state of public emergency for the St. Catherine North Police Division. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said the move was to allow the Joint Security Forces more time to uphold and preserve the rule of law.
The security forces must be given the latitude to maintain and continue their actions. It is within this context that I am bringing the Emergency Powers Number 2 Continuation Resolution 2018 to this Honorable House to have the state of public emergency for the St. Catherine North Police Division remain in force until the 3rd of July 2018.
The Prime Minister maintains that the enhanced security measures have been reaping positive results, with no reports of murders and other serious crimes in the area since the March 18 implementation date. The request for the extension, to be sent to the Senate, must be approved by both Houses of Parliament and supported by a two-thirds majority before being passed. The motion for the three-month extension has been supported by members of the opposition. Two new ministers have been appointed to Prime Minister Andrew Holness's revised cabinet. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Nigel Clark and Minister without Portfolio in the Finance Ministry Favel Williams, as well as new state ministers Alando Tarilong and Xavier Mayne, took the oath of appointment during a swearing-in ceremony at King's House on Tuesday. Before reading the instrument of appointment, Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen told the new ministers that they were all expected to work with Prime Minister Andrew Holness in carrying out their duties for the benefit of the country.
By accepting the Prime Minister's invitation, you are indicating your willingness to commit yourself to service for all Jamaicans and to assist with the realization of the policy and programs and objectives of the government. I therefore encourage you, ministers, to use your office wisely and remember that trust broken cannot be easily restored.
Alando Tarilong is the new Minister of State in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, while Xavier Mayne is Minister of State in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. The government has partnered with the United Nations to launch the Global Blue Heart Campaign Against Human Trafficking. The campaign is an international awareness initiative by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, to inspire action to help stop human trafficking. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice and Chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, Carol Palmer, says Jamaica is the first English-speaking Caribbean country to partner with the UNODC.
The combined resources of governments everywhere are more than enough to secure an aggressive and sustained agenda against human trafficking. These resources must be made available to law enforcement and prosecutorial agencies, as well as the judiciary, in an unprecedented onslaught against mankind's most shameful transgression.
The official launch of the campaign is set for Wednesday, March 28 at 5 p.m. at Emancipation Park in Kingston. It will be held concurrently at the St. William Grant Park, downtown Kingston, and at the Rudolph Elder Park in St. Thomas. A central feature of the launch is the simultaneous symbolic display of blue lights at all three locations at 6 p.m. And improvements are coming for the quality and standard of care in public hospitals and health centers across the island. This following the Health Ministry's launch of its Compassionate Care Program Tuesday. The program is designed to improve the relationship between health workers and patients.
Public health is not just about administering professionally clinical analysis and treatment. It's not just about the expertise, the dedication, the commitment, the hard work of our doctors and our nurses. Public health is also about a state of mind. It's about how we administer that clinical procedure, but administer it in a way that appreciates the psychological components of the process.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.